Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. Hope everyone had a good week. It's officially the off season, everybody, which means actually this week was probably the most like calm, insane Barcelona off season week I feel like I've had in the last 3 or 4 years. There were no requests for Neymar rumors. There was nothing. It was great. I didn't have to type the word Neymar once this week. And that's because Barcelona actually did some official business. So this part isn't official yet, but there's a report that Ronald Koeman and the Barcelona board sorted things out. And what that means is that Ronald Koeman is expected to stay at Barcelona till 2023. Why there's some random like extension to that point is kind of weird. The extra season, that 2023 part of it, is apparently in the event that the team achieves, quote, their objectives. I guess Koeman has reportedly agreed to convert part of his wages into variables. And Koeman, or excuse me, Laporta said during Eric Garcia's presentation that he said, quote, I already said that we were opening a period of reflection for Koeman. We have to evaluate what has gone well and what has not gone well last season. We need this quiet period, and in a week or 10 days, we will meet again, but there are no talks. But there are talks, excuse me. The talks are going very well. The period of reflection was necessary. So Koeman's contract, of course, runs out in 2022, but apparently they couldn't get anyone better because Laporta is actually sticking it out, and they're looking to see how they can strengthen the team for this upcoming season. So seems like we got another year of Koeman because they couldn't get anyone better. It's pretty much what this comes down to. Like in the last couple of weeks, we've gone over some of the names. Like there was never a chance they were getting someone like Klopp or Hansi Flick, like anyone like that. And Xavi's not ready, it doesn't seem like, to come back. So I don't know. It makes sense for all parties. I'm just excited to, maybe I don't have to write another post about him being rumored to be fired for 6 months, and then we can talk about it in January. Anyways, we have some official signings this week. Some good news? Question mark. Sergio Aguero, of course, much expected. Emerson Royal and Eric Garcia are three official signings. We're still waiting on Memphis Depay and Jorginho Wijnaldum. The Aguero one, he's apparently earning 17 million euros less per year. There were some interesting quotes from Aguero's dad in the last week. He talked about, I guess he wanted to stay at City. He was kind of waiting up until the last minute to renew with City. It didn't happen. There were talks with Arsenal and Chelsea, apparently. And then he ended up signing with Barcelona. So, listen, the fact they got him for, I don't know what 17 million less than what he was making was, but it's significantly less. Like, he's not earning star money. And so, if you can have someone like Aguero off the bench, that's great. If he's supposed to be their starting striker, which I would assume he's not, like, I would assume he's a midweek sub, like a midweek starter kind of guy, then that's great. He's a good player for that. Like, in his sparse playing time at City over the last, you know, couple months, he was really good. You just, you know, you can't rely on him because then you're kind of done for. Miralem Pjanic wants to move back to Italy. That's not shocking. His transfer is one of the, and I wrote up his kind of request under the table or whatever to go back to Italy. And I wrote that it was kind of like his, it's like under the radar somehow. Like they paid 60 million for him, but it's somehow under the radar that like he was kind of a massive disappointment. And I think that's probably because like, I think he picked up a knock here or there, but it was more so just like he just didn't get playing time. And it's disappointing because I know he didn't really fit in with the Barcelona stereotypical midfielder, but I felt like he would have fit in well with the way Koeman likes to position his midfielders. And I don't know. I am disappointed that it didn't work out. Like Pjanic, I like watching him, but he probably makes more sense at Juventus or Inter Milan, which are the two clubs in Serie A that were apparently interested in him. The report says that it's probably going to be a swap deal, so I don't know if that's delict from Juventus. It's probably a bit of an overpay from Juve's side. But I don't know. I am disappointed because I like his playing style, and I thought he was going to work well, but it is what it is. There are Premier League clubs interested in him, so Barcelona may have options on the table, is what I'm trying to say, for Pjanic and some sort of swap deal, which is good. Ousmane Dembele, not interested in signing a contract renewal at the moment. I both understand where he's coming from. Like, you want to bet on yourself. And I'm also like, if Barcelona are willing to lock you into some sort of like pretty good deal, do it. As the pandemic, you know, kind of slowly starts wrapping up around Europe, not wrapping up, but as we're transitioning back to some form of normalcy, like in Barcelona, maybe reach some sort of financial stability heading into next summer, they might not be as keen on keeping a guy like Dembele at a high number. I'm not really sure. And so, I don't know. I'm conflicted because I do want to see him stay, but maybe the number he was kind of getting hinted at for a renewal wasn't what he wanted. Either way, he's not interested in a renewal at the moment. There's a report from a publication, Doble Amarillo, that says Messi has officially... Not officially, but Messi has agreed to stay at Barcelona on the 2 more years deal. This is the details of this incredibly fascinating. Luis wrote up a great piece on BarcaBlogranas.com, kind of summarizing a lot of this. But the deal is apparently for 10 years. In the first 2 years, he will play for Barcelona. Then the next 2 years, he will move to MLS and play for Inter Miami, while serving as a, quote, international institutional ambassador for Barcelona. And then for the final 6 years of the deal, he will serve as an ambassador only and not a player. And in those first 4 years, when he's actually playing for Barcelona and then Inter Miami, he will earn a reported 240 million euro. And so I'm guessing that kind of that number, right, like 2 years of that agreement, he's not going to be playing for Barcelona, but I'm guessing they're kind of trying to spread out 2 years of his salary over 4 years. I don't know. The report also says that Sergio Aguero could also join Messi in Inter Miami after his contract with Barca expires. Fabrizio Romano, kind of a more traditional reporter with this kind of thing. I shouldn't say traditional reporter. I should say someone who I take his word a little more seriously. Says that the deal is not done yet, but Barcelona are only finishing up certain details and are confident the agreement will be done. Aguero and Wijnaldum are new signings, quote, appreciated by Messi. Listen, the whole ambassador thing is interesting to me. I think it is this 2 year thing, right? Like 2 years left with Barcelona before moving to the United States is interesting because it kind of puts a clock, right? It puts a clock on Barcelona, and that's probably a good thing. In 2 years, like Messi's still one of the best players in football. And in 2 years, are you assuming he's going to be like Barcelona's fifth best player and then he can move to Inter Miami? Like, I would assume, barring injuries, he's still going to be a very, very good player in 2 years. He's so smart. He's going to transition into his aging body well. And I don't know, in 2 years, it'll be interesting if he does, in fact, move to MLS and Inter Miami. That's kind of been the thought process for a while. It's like eventually he would move either there or Argentina. So seems like he's going to be some sort of ambassador for Barcelona for 10 years. I don't know. It's interesting, right? Barcelona are trying to spread out that kind of high salary over the next couple of years to avoid not being able to get some other key players in this year, next year, because they have 2 years left with Messi, it seems like. International roundup. So the Euros kick off next week. And there's kind of some friendlies going on. So France, Griezmann, and Dembele both scored in France's 3-0 win over Wales. The Netherlands had a 2-2 draw with Scotland. And I don't know. Sorry, I did not mean to do the Scottish accent. Memphis Depay scored both goals. Frankie de Jong played the first half hour. Depay and Wijnaldum had a nice little link up, and those are two guys that, of course, Barcelona are assuming they're kind of going to get. I'm on like my third cup of coffee this morning. You guys got to give me a break. Elsewhere, Braithwaite, he started in Denmark's draw with Germany. He played 80 minutes and did not score a goal. Let me actually see how Spain. I should have searched Spain football. There we go. Let's see how they did. So they play Portugal tomorrow. What? How did I not know this was happening? Anyway, so they play a friendly against Portugal tomorrow in a warm-up. And then they play Lithuania on Tuesday. And then on June 14th, so I guess it's Euro start 2 weeks away. June 14th, their first three, their group stage matches are against Sweden, Poland, and Slovakia in that order. So, yeah, I'm so freaking excited for Euros. And then Argentina, when do they play? They play tonight against Chile in a, that's a World Cup qualifier. When do they kick Copa America? So their first Copa America match is also against Chile, and that's on the 14th. Oh my gosh. I kind of had forgotten that Copa America was happening at the same time as the Euros. And like, this is not, you know, breaking new ground or anything, but like the Euros and the Copa America are just the best. Like, yes, they're a step below the World Cup, but I mean, I love these tournaments so much, and I'm so happy that they're here. Like, it's kind of emotional for everybody, right? Like, these tournaments are so important for players' legacy. They're so important for like the pride in your country. And to get to watch all these guys compete again, like, it's great after the, you know, the last 16 months or whatever, 15 months, I guess, March. Yeah. So happy the Euros are here. So happy Copa America is here. Football and all its glory is kind of like, those are the peaks. Like, that's near the peak, I should say. The World Cup is the peak, obviously. But these are right there. And so, everyone, I will talk to you next week. We'll get into, you know, some more Copa and Euro preview details. And until then, hope you all have a good week. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.